Okay, today, Hashem, we begin Perek HaMafkid, the third Perek of Maseches Bav Metzia. So says the Mishnah, HaMafkid is a chaver behemo kelim. If someone gives a pikadon of a behemo or kelim to somebody else, an animal, any sort of kelim to watch, and he's a shomer chinam, v'nigvavu ashavdu, and the item gets stolen or lost from the shomer chinam, shilem v'loratzi lishava. But instead of the shomer chinam swearing that it got stolen or lost and that he was not negligent, he decided to just pay for it instead. Meaning the halacha is that a shomer chinam is pater in gnev v'aveda, but he has to swear that he was not posheya. So if the shomer chinam says, I'm not interested in swearing, I'd rather pay for it, so shari amru shomer chinam nishpa v'yotze, shomer chinam can swear and then doesn't have to pay, nimtza ganav mishan tashlum mekefa. But once he chooses to pay for it, and then later on they find the ganav, so then the ganav has to pay kefel, tavuch u'machar mishan tashlum erba v'chamisha, and if the ganav shechted or sold it, he has to pay above the chamisha, limi mishalim, the misha, because then it's low. Who does he pay? He pays the shomer, because once the shomer paid for it, he basically acquired the rights to that item. So the rights to that item include the kefal payments or the dalad vehei that item would generate. Nishba v'loratza l'shalim, but if he swore instead of paying, and therefore he was pater, nimtza gan mishalim tashlum kefal, tava chumachar mishalim tashlum erba v'chamisha, limi mishalim v'ala b'kadon. But if he swore instead of paying, so then the original Bala Pikadon is still the Bala Pikadon, and he's the one that's entitled to collect the kefal or the dalad vehei. Mishnah Beis, hasocher par mechaver v'yishi la'acher. If someone rented a cow from somebody and then he lent it to somebody else, meaning rightfully, he was permitted to rent it to somebody else. The Rav Bartanura points out over here that parsha achashel. I'm sorry that. Yeah, that he lent it to somebody else, and even though normally you're not allowed to do that, it must be that he gave you permission to do that. Umesa kadarka, and then it died just a natural death. So a socher is not chayiv on mesa kadarka, but a shoel is. Meaning a socher and a shomer socher are pater when it's mesa kadarka, but a shoel is chayiv in everything. So yeshava a socher shmesa kadarka. Then the socher should swear that it was mesa kedarka, and therefore he's pater. Vashol yishalim the socher, and the shovel who's chayv mesa kedarka pays the socher. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, ketzar halos haschor b'prasul chaveru. That's crazy. That means I rent a cow and I'm going to come out on top. I'm going to make money off of that because I'm going to be pater for paying for the mesa kedarka, but I'm going to get paid by the shovel. No, tachzer par lebaylim. No, the borrower has to give back. The shovel has to pay for mesa kedarka. He pays to the original owner, to the person who actually owns that para. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone is a shomer chinam and there was a gnev v'aveda, but he decides to pay instead of swearing, so any subsequent kefal or dalad v'hei, the shomer is going to receive. But if he did not pay and he actually just swore that he was not posheya, so then the original owner is going to receive any subsequent kefal or dalad v'hei. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you rent a cow and then with permission you lend it to somebody else and it's mesa kedarka, so the shovel is going to have to pay for that, but who does he pay? So the Tanakhama says he pays the socher, and the socher does not have to pay the maskir, the original bailim. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that's crazy, that means that you're going to make money off of somebody else's stuff. No, the payment of the mesa kedarka that the shovel has to pay goes to the original owner. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.